Chapter 4, The Flight into Egypt.
Herod had lied when he said that he wanted to worship Jesus. Actually, he wanted to find the child so that he could kill him. The king feared that the Savior would grow up to be a king and take his kingdom from him. The wise men prepared to return to tell Herod where they had found Jesus, but an angel told them in a dream to take another way home. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Matthew 2:13. Joseph did not wait until morning, but got up at once. Then, with Mary and the child, he started by night on the long journey. The wise men had given costly presents to Jesus. In this way, God provided money to pay for the trip and their stay in Egypt until they could return to their own land. Herod was very angry when he found that the wise men had gone home another way. He knew what God had said through his prophet about Christ's coming. Because of this, he knew that God had used the star as a guide for the wise men. Yet he was still determined to destroy Jesus. In his anger, he sent soldiers to kill all the male children who were in Bethlehem from 2 years old and under. Verse 16. How strange that a man should fight against God! What a terrible scene this murder of the innocent children must have been. Herod had done many cruel things before this, but his wicked life would soon come to an end. He died a terrible death. Joseph and Mary remained in Egypt until after Herod's death. Then the angel came to Joseph and said, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." Verse 20. Joseph had hoped to make his home in Bethlehem, where Jesus had been born, but when he neared Judea, he learned that a son of Herod was now ruling in place of his father. This made Joseph afraid to go there, and he did not know where to live. To help him, God sent an angel to tell him what he should do. Following the directions of the angel, Joseph returned to his old home in Nazareth.